Test 3. This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English for Schools listening test. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear 2 friends talking about a science website.
Have you tried that new science website the teacher told us about?
Yeah, what did you think? I wasn't too sure about some of the graphics, but otherwise I think it looks okay.
I know what you mean about the graphics, but I still think there's plenty on there that'll be good for homework and stuff.
Can't disagree with you there. But some of the information wasn't that easy to find, was it? I mean, if you don't know exactly what you're looking for, then it isn't all that clear on the homepage, is it?
You're right. It could have been better designed and a bit more user-friendly. Have you tried that new science website the teacher told us about?
Yeah, what did you think? I wasn't too sure about some of the graphics, but otherwise I think it looks okay.
I know what you mean about the graphics, but I still think there's plenty on there that'll be good for homework and stuff.
Can't disagree with you there. But some of the information wasn't that easy to find, was it? I mean, if you don't know exactly what you're looking for, then it isn't all that clear on the homepage, is it?
You're right. It could have been better designed and a bit more user-friendly.
2. You hear a teenager talking to her mother on the phone.
Hi, Mum. You know that dress I told you about last week? Well, I've just been into the shop again and it's still there. They've got a few things in the sale at the moment, but the dress isn't one of them, unfortunately. I know you'll probably say it's too expensive, but it would really suit you, and maybe I could borrow it sometimes too. Anyway, all I'm asking is for you to have a look. I'm sure that if you see it, you won't be able to resist trying it on. I'd get it myself, but I haven't got any money at the moment. Hi, Mum. You know that dress I told you about last week? Well, I've just been into the shop again and it's still there. They've got a few things in the sale at the moment, but the dress isn't one of them, unfortunately. I know you'll probably say it's too expensive, but it would really suit you, and maybe I could borrow it sometimes too. Anyway, all I'm asking is for you to have a look. I'm sure that if you see it, you won't be able to resist trying it on. I'd get it myself, but I haven't got any money at the moment.
3. You hear 2 classmates discussing a history project.
We'd better get started on that history project, hadn't we? It's due in a couple of weeks.
You're right, it is. I wish they'd told us about it sooner. And it isn't exactly thrilling, is it? I mean, all that stuff we have to look up about conditions in factories and things.
I think it's okay. Anyway, we don't have much choice, do we?
No, that's true. And even though I don't want to do history at university, we are developing research skills, I suppose, and we'll need those whatever we go on to do.
You sound just like the teacher when you say things like that. We'd better get started on that history project, hadn't we? It's due in a couple of weeks.
You're right, it is. I wish they'd told us about it sooner. And it isn't exactly thrilling, is it? I mean, all that stuff we have to look up about conditions in factories and things.
I think it's okay. Anyway, we don't have much choice, do we?
No, that's true. And even though I don't want to do history at university, We are developing research skills, I suppose, and we'll need those whatever we go on to do.
You sound just like the teacher when you say things like that.
4. You hear part of a radio programme.
It really is amazing how music can move a crowd of people. Of course, it's sometimes hard to put your finger on why one song makes such an impact but another doesn't. And some singers can really communicate with an audience. That's one of the things that makes John so successful, I guess. You just had to be there, really. After that night, John's career really took off. For the next couple of years, virtually every single he released became a hit. But there were other bands there and other singers. And on that special evening, which I'm here to tell you about, something magical happened. It really is amazing how music can move a crowd of people. Of course, it's sometimes hard to put your finger on why one song makes such an impact but another doesn't. And some singers can really communicate with an audience. That's one of the things that makes John so successful, I guess. You just had to be there, really. After that night, John's career really took off. For the next couple of years, virtually every single he released became a hit. But there were other bands there and other singers, and on that special evening, which I'm here to tell you about, something magical happened.